It's the 12th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Figures provided by the Office of National Statistics for Luton have shown an overall decline in life expectancy since lockdown. The data include both male and female children born between 2020 and 2022 when compared with the previous 3 years. The longevity for male was reduced from 78.6 to 77 years and females from 82.6 to 81.3. Health Foundation Assistant Director David Finch said, "Improving health needs long-term cross-government action across the building blocks of health, such as good quality jobs and housing, as well as wider public services." Refugees from Afghanistan who endangered their lives assisting British forces against the Taliban during the war will have their housing funded by Central Bedfordshire Council. Each of the 15 families will temporarily occupy the disused premises at the former RAF Henlow property that will be paid for until 2027. Last Thursday, Mark Thornerly was forced to remove his child from a swimming session at the Dunstable Centre. He said, "In the middle of my son's swimming lesson, the whole pool turned green and they had to jump out of the pool. The centre had been closed the previous week due to flooding and had just reopened. Everyone active, the facility operator, issued a statement which read, 'We hope to reopen the pool in the next couple of days and will provide a further update as soon as we can.'" Dunstable's Lily Wells received a surprise on her 100th birthday, receiving over 300 cards from family, friends in the community and even King Charles. The former government office worker said she felt like royalty on her special day. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.